And that's going to be performed by John McLean with Camille Breeze. And I also want to mention, then I'll say more about John, that John, he'll do this three-song set, and then we're going to have three more open mic performers before we have our featured artist, Don White. And I'm hoping that Walter Crockett will be here by the end of the mini set, in which case he'll go on first as the first open micer after the mini set. And then John Loretz would be second, and Chris Spamer would be third. And if Walter hasn't shown up, we'll put John Loretz and Chris on first, and then we'll see what happens. But we'll work it out. And this is Don White. For those of you who don't know him, he's right here. Don White, our featured artist. So everybody is excited. Don, there is a seat back there if you want it. So anyway, John McLean is a marvelous songwriter, and he also covers great songs. He's a very important part of our music and spoken word community. He has guest hosted countless numbers of my open mics, and I'm always eternally grateful to him. He'll be guest hosting four times between July and August here, and I really appreciate it. Camille has a beautiful voice, as you already know, and I'm really looking forward to their set together. Please welcome John McLean with Camille Breeze.
Thank you, Ellen, and Brenda, and Ira, and Mark. What do we... So
while John gets settled, let me just do a little plug for the Old Manse.
Oh, yeah.
July 6th. It will be John McLean, Paul Rogoshevsky, and me for an hour and a half, 2 hours. So come on down, bring your instrument, jump on in, have a good time.
That's next Sunday.
That's right, next Sunday.
That's next Sunday. And if you're out of town for the 4th of July weekend, you're worthless. If you're in town, you got to be at the Old Manse on Sunday.
It's a great place. So. They have music all summer long right into the beginning of October. It's free from 2 to 4, weather permitting, every single Sunday. It's a lot of fun.
Right. And they have a tent, so even if the weather's somewhat inclement, we'll be there. And imagine Paul and Camille and I. That's going to be quite an adventure for all of us, you in the audience and us up there, and we're going to have a lot of fun doing it. And I just have to say that I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to, after all these years of being doing mostly solo stuff, to have Camille singing with me tonight. We have worked on this stuff together, and we like it so much that we think we'll continue to work together and play some songs. But this is a world premiere you're hearing tonight. McLean and Breeze. We're going to start off with a song that we both really love. It's a Cliff Everhart song called Land of the Free, and I think considering all the stuff that's happening with immigration these days, that this song is pretty au courant. Sun doesn't care on which side of the river, lays its head down for rest. She is waiting for me in the land of the free. It's ironic to me, I guess. I look how the seabirds fly over the borderline. Never gonna spend a dime to have a home. Now look at the shape I'm in. My emotions are paper thin. They're gonna send me back again. That's the way that it goes. Over the water, over the mountains, over and over, she waits for me. Only in heaven
there are no borders, only in heaven, land of the free.
If I'd only caught that boat 300 years ago, there'd be no papers to show, not even my name. I cannot comprehend what the dealing it must have been, because they all pretend we're all created the same.
Over the water, over the mountain, over and over, she waits for me. Only in heaven, there are no borders. Only in heaven, land of the free.
Territory. So that was by Cliff Eberhard. I think I mentioned that already, but he's one of the best, I got to tell you. So if you ever get a chance to hear him live, you are in for a treat, because he will entertain you with his music and his stories and his unique sense of humor. All right, this is not a humorous song. And interestingly enough, Camille drove by the exit on Connecticut 89, I think.
84.
84 for this town coming
back. Just this
back.
Morning.
Yeah. This is about Newtown. I wrote this, and it's called Six, and we're going to try to sing it together for you. Whoa, let's get it started.
Three and four.
Yep. It's a tough one. Winter morning magic. As we walk to school, Jack Frost makes you smile. You are only six. Hearing others laugh, you rush on to join, but then you turn around and shyly wave goodbye.
I say bullets make 'em gone, and someone buys those bullets and puts them in his gun. And since he has a semi, his work is quickly done as he shoots our little children.
one by one by one. Late sun, long shadows mark this lonely path through our weary churchyard. How the world has slipped. Standing in attendance as you slowly leave, and then I turn around as if to say goodbye.
Thank you. Okay. Ira, I'm going to pull this out. This one's not necessarily a happier song, but it's a little bit more up-tempo. And it's on a different instrument. So this song is about the worst mining single-day mining disaster in West Virginia history. And I have a good friend that lives in West Virginia. And he called me up. No, it does not have a jack. And he said, Johnny Mac, I want you to write a song. I said, okay, Peter, I will. And then when we were working on this music, I said, Camille, I want you to sing harmony. And she said she would.
Anytime, any place.
Okay, I won't do that. That's good.
It's the same chorus all over, so just jump on in once you got it. Or even before you got it.
Anytime, any place. It's called the Big Branch Disaster. Now gather around, people, and I'll tell you a story about old West Virginia and the Big Branch mine. Dark, deadly day, seldom remembered, but for those whose memories are frozen in time. I'll never go back to O'Reilly County, down the cold river where my hometown lay. Too many graves with names I remember. 29 miners died there that day. Cold April morning, mine fan not working. Fact well known to Big Gary May, superintendent of Big Branch Production. Gary knew well how to best earn his pay.
I'll never go back to O'Reilly County, down the cold river where my hometown lay. Too many graves with the names I remember. 29 miners died there that day.
Now Gary, he worked for an outfit called Massey, Ronald L. Blankenship, CEO, with threats to the miners and two sets of safe books. Gary and Ronnie kept the coal on the go.
I'll never go back to O'Reilly County, down the coal river where my hometown lay. Too many graves with names I remember. 29 miners died there that day.
Coal dust and methane, a most deadly mixture, when the mine's not cleared by a hard-working fan. Good man paid the price of that deadly evasion, April the 5th, 2010. And who mourns for the widows in Montcoal and Birchton?
Lives full shattered by the blast in that mine. Their men are all buried, the mine shaft is shuttered, and Ronnie B has paid off his fine. I never go back to old Riley County, down the Coal River where my hometown lay. Too many graves with the names I remember, 29 miners died there that day. So many graves with the names I remember, 29 miners died there that day.
Thank you all very, very much. Hope to see you at the Old Manse. And looking forward to hearing Don White and all the rest of you. Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you very much.
And Mark.
Great job, yeah. Johnny Mac.
Woo!
Nice. Camille, you add so much. That's wonderful. That's terrific. Great voice. Great harmonies.